I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
There's a lot of misinformation out there. There's been numerous players that we were supposedly in on that we had not had conversations on. There's been reports of offers or non-offers or being in or being out that, under the rules we're not allowed to respond to. So you just have to let those things play out.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's the voice of Rick Hahn. And let's get out to the hotline. We're delighted to welcome in Ryan McGuffey, NBC Sports Chicago, senior producer. Does a great job, and Ryan is down with the organization in the Dominican Republic. And Ryan, explain this one to our listeners. What is it that the Sox are doing, and how much has it been? How much fun has it been for you to kind of see the facility and see the guys and all the rest of
tough
it?
Tough gig, Guff.
Yeah. Some days you got to sign up for the tough ones. You guys know that. So good morning. Good to talk to you. Thanks for having me. So they call it the cultural exchange trip where they've taken 13 of their U.S. born players down here to the Dominican to get their feet wet in a different culture and make them a little bit uncomfortable for once, and so to speak. You know, with the language barrier and sometimes food orders and just trying to get from point A to point B is a little bit tougher where they're relying on Dominican players and guys that are from this culture in this land to, kind of get an appreciation of where they've come from. And being here, this is our fourth day, technically really kind of our third day on the ground, and there's a lot of guys, you can tell, take the baseball away from it. Their eyes have been opened. There's a different level of appreciation, for Aloy Jimenez when he gets up to Chicago later this year. And not just him, but some of their other guys that are in the system already that are, from the Latin American countries that maybe they didn't have the appreciation before when they're in these small towns, making their way up through the system. You forget that everything's new to them and they're very far from home. It's not like they're, from California playing in Winston-Salem. It's a completely different country. So it's been a really, really great experience, very unique.
What do you think is the emphasis or maybe what the Sox want to get out of this? Is it the player development, skill development, or character building because of what you just described? I mean, you walk into any clubhouse, especially the White Sox now, and the ability to assimilate and to maybe relate to other teammates' cultures is become, more important than ever. So is that the gist of this? And who are some of the guys that you've maybe observed firsthand as seeing like, okay, that's really had an impact on him?
I think everything you just said, the goal is probably a combination of all of that. I mean, the player development and the baseball part of it is a nice additive. I mean, we're out here right now at the facility. It feels like spring training. It looks like spring training. It's kind of in a mini, or just much more mini sense. But away from the facility, when we get on the bus together, and we've talked to Nick Madrigal, we've talked to Dylan Cease, we've talked to Blake Rutherford, we've talked to Zach Collins, and all of them to a man have just said, hey, look, I've played. A lot of these guys grew up playing travel ball, and they've had experiences on Team USA and playing in Cuba and Mexico. But they've just gone and done the trip. They've played the little tournament, and they've gone home. It hasn't been like this where it's really a cultural experience. And Aloy Jimenez was not required to be here, but he's been here every single day. Not really a surprise. And, it's funny because, I think Aloy has enjoyed the idea of welcoming them off the bus and having fun at their expense to kind of say, how's it feel to be wearing my shoes for once? So I think the goal, and I mentioned it to these guys, we've talked for 2 years now about the uniqueness of this group kind of all being labeled as the rebrand and coming up together, or the rebuild, I'm sorry, coming up together and doing this together, albeit through, some guys, whether in single A or triple A, they all root for each other and cheer for each other. And now the door is closer. They're knocking on the door together. And I think trips like this, when you see them get to Chicago, are only going to make that clubhouse and build that character even stronger than ever before, than they could have done, otherwise.
Is Ian Clark in there? Did he have to leave abruptly? It's a joke. I'm just kidding.
I'm waiting for the waiver. Yeah, the Cubs going to waive him today? Yeah. I'm assuming that that's going to happen at some point.
Hot potato with his career. You know, Ryan, I think it's a great thing. I saw some of the Nick Magical, correct pronunciation. I saw some of the stuff he was saying. And, I really think it's a great idea, given that the White Sox the locker room is going to include, the clubhouse will include a lot of guys that are from that particular part of the world. Obviously, there are some Cuban guys there. The manager is bilingual. I think they're taking into account this sort of team building and adding an element to it that, to me, is brilliant. I think it's a really wise idea. I think you learn a lot from travel, and being able to see people and see the background of their lives will help you appreciate them, or it will give you context to things that happen later on as they all come up together.
Totally agree. I mean, some of these guys didn't even have a passport until December.
Wow.
Because Jimmy yeah. Lambert's one of them. He got a call from Chris Getz about being on the trip. He said, I'm honored, but I don't have a passport. And so Chris Getz, walking through the steps of expediting a passport. So you're not just talking about eye-opening. You're talking about guys who literally have never been outside of the country.
Wow.
And to be thrown into this has been, a whole other experience. And then, for Ronaldo Lopez is from about 20 minutes down the road. So yesterday, we went to Ronaldo Lopez's house with his grandparents, and then he took us to the home he grew up in. You want to talk about perspective? This stuff will be, it'll be a co-production with the White Sox. We're going to figure out. We have hours of content just from the Ronaldo visit. But I'm telling you, it was a very eye-opening experience because, it's one of those things where you think about walking through your kitchen sometimes. You're like, man, I wish I could rehab this part of my house. And then you walk through a house that has mosquito nets over mattresses.
Wow.
And no insulation and tin roofing and dirt roads. And you start going, you know what? Things are okay. I don't need to complain. And he's so proud. He goes back once a week. His grandfather still lives in the house. I mean, it's a really incredible. It's been a really incredible experience. I mean, those guys didn't get that. They were at a kids' clinic yesterday. Today, we're going to an orphanage. So it's not just baseball. I mean, this is all. You mentioned character building. That's exactly what I mean. Outside the baseball experience, they really want to put these guys in, make them uncomfortable a little bit, and put them in open their eyes to a point where they've never really had that before. And I think it's absolutely working.
And isn't Ronaldo Lopez's grandfather the one who traded in at a pawn shop cattle for his first bat,
yeah,
ball, and glove?
That is correct. La Marina and Pamela. And then yesterday, it's part of culture.
That's awesome.
We wanted to get some just footage of them hanging out, and they're like, you played dominoes. And something, they offered us juice three times, and we all turned it down. And at some point, I'm kind of like, okay, there's a cultural thing here. You keep saying no, that's disrespectful.
Right.
But then they brought all these chairs up to the front lawn, and they're like, who knows how to play dominoes? And I was like, I'm pretty sure I do. And so I'm playing dominoes with Ronaldo Lopez and his two grandparents, and it was very competitive. And I felt, I felt a little uncomfortable, but it was just one of those things that I'm just like, it's not just been an experience for the players. It's an experience for the few of us that are down here covering it, too. It's just been a fantastic experience that the White Sox, quite frankly, didn't have to allow any coverage on, and I give them credit for opening it up to a few people to be down here to kind of get the word out and get the message out. Because it's not the first time, and they said this, it's not the first time a team has done this, but it's the first time the White Sox has ever done
right.
it. And where they kind of currently stand as a team makes a lot of sense.
Did you take a lot of money off the grandparents?
Or cattle?
Oh, gosh. I got close to three. Three times I got down to one domino, and I thought I had a shot. And sure enough, Ronaldo cleaned me up. So he was pretty excited, though, about beating. He said his grandpa was his bitter rival, so I think he was excited about beating him.
Before we let you go, Guff, here in Chicago, we're transfixed by the Manny Machado news and the developments of that, and every Twitter account that is linked to the White Sox.
Yeah.
How closely are you following it? How closely do you think the players that you're with are paying attention to the fact that this is going on? Do you get any sense of that?
I thought for sure, we'd be by today talking to these guys about signing Manny Machado and about the excitement of, even though they won't be playing with him this year, but all of these guys in theory would be playing with him at some point during this process. And I'm just, you know, I'm glued to Twitter like all of you guys, and it's just so nauseating at this point. I think most people are kind of under the same umbrella on this, and just let me know when the press conference is at this point. I don't even care what team it is. Just let me know that Manny Machado signed the contract and we can get this over with. But I've mentioned it a few times. Everyone's just kind of like, you know, it's a process. We'll see how it plays out. And it's nothing on camera, just to the point where I just kind of pique the interest. And I think everyone, the players included, it's nauseating. But, you know, the guys who are part of the business, they understand it a little bit more than probably we do.
Ryan McGuffey. Ryan, thank you, man. I can't wait to see what happens with all the footage and what you guys put together, the all the stuff you guys have done going down to the minor league camps and all that. That's fantastic stuff. Real great insight, and this seems like a real special event.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me. We will have something out from an interview yesterday with Aloy Jimenez. He had a nice little jab, not a jab, but an exciting quote that will get Sox fans fired up and Cubs fans clenching a little bit more. So that'll be a nice little tease.
Nice tease there,
awesome.
Ryan. Safe travels.
Right, thanks, buddy.
Take care.
All right, guys.
That's Ryan McGuffey, NBC Sports Chicago senior producer. Does an unbelievable job. That is great that they're going down there.
Yeah, it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.